I'd like to introduce you to Professor Pickett, the head of school. I'm going to talk to you for a brief while, and after that we'll be splitting up into separate groups. Okay? Well, a very good morning to you, and welcome to the School of Media at Birmingham City University. I'm really pleased that you arrived here and made the choice to be doing your next part of your studies here in Birmingham. The school now has become a real destination for both postgraduate and undergraduate study. And that isn't down to me, it isn't down to the university, it's down to the staff who you will be engaging with. The team is fantastic. We have some world leaders, we have national leaders in subjects, and I really hope that you will take the time to get to know them and to use them, don't abuse them, and get a partnership going with them so that you can develop some new knowledge perhaps and certainly do some extremely exciting project work in your time with us. The resources of the school are available to you in the various courses that you're going to do. Television, you'll be doing using the television studios and all our location kit. We are about to go through a fairly major redevelopment of TV, which will be across the year. We'll keep you informed of that because we're actually going to move from standard definition to high definition across the Christmas break. So anyone doing TV, you need to start thinking about final projects and when you're going to shoot stuff, because it would be really better to shoot it on the new SD, on the new high definition system. I'm trying to get more resources. The MA area is definitely a target for more resources, and hopefully over the coming months you'll hear that more and more stuff is becoming available. But it isn't necessarily just about resources. The best resource and the most important resource is our staff, and I hope that you will enjoy working alongside them. We've launched the student partnership agreement this year at quite short notice, but I hope you've all either seen this or hopefully got one now. Have a good look at it. It has what we want you to do in it as well as what we are going to do for you in it. Okay, so there are rights and responsibilities. Okay, so it's not a one-way street. Although I'm talking to MAs here and not just the undergraduates. But please take a chance to read this and make sure that we are providing you with what you need to succeed. So once again, a very warm welcome to the department, and I look forward to seeing you and seeing some of the projects, etc., that you're working on throughout the year. So it is now the next.
Right, okay, it's nice to have you all back here today again. I think that yesterday couldn't have been that bad if you all came back today. That's a good thing. Now, without much ado, what we're going to now do is to get to go into the various programs to which you have a role, and my colleagues here will lead you to the right rooms. You've all still got the induction program of this term. Right, so, basically, students on the MA Creative Industries and Cultural Policy would be going with the long to.
I don't think any more students can go.
Right.
But I'm going to have to work about that before you
want to. Okay, that's good. Right. Events and exhibitions, my event will go with Duncan. So actually,
we're in here.
Right here. Right. Okay. Freelance photography. the drilling, the 2-1-1, which is just down the corridor. Freelancing in Jungles of Enterprise, the building soon, to 324. International journalism as well. Yeah, we could do. Yeah, all right. So, international journalism as well. Can you please go with Sue to 324? Right. Media creative enterprise 8-10, and actually, you know, leads you along. Online journalism from Brashaw.
I would suggest that we go to 324 as well, because we'll all be hopefully then going on to the social media cafe.
Okay, right. Social media with Dave to 323. Right. Television and interactive content with Caroline to 324. And I'm part of the interest. How many of you here on the Global Media Production Program? No. Okay, we're expecting some there, but you know, as there's none of you here, that actually says the souls won't kind of program, because I was going to take you and international journalism together, but since they're now going with Sue, we can leave that out now, for now. Okay, so Paul, did you say you wanted to
apologies for not being here yesterday, but a lot of what I wanted to say has been said by my colleague Tim Wall, who heads up our research centre, and that's largely where my work takes place. But I also lead the award in cultural policy and creative industries, which is largely theoretical, although for those who are doing creative enterprise, there's an element of applied research around cultural policy that impacts upon the domain of the work that you'll be doing as entrepreneurs. As a general invitation, I'm available for anyone who's interested in turning what they do into a kind of research project, because what you do is genuinely interesting and is largely uncovered in a lot of the work that's out there in academia. And most people who come and do the MA are astute enough to say really valuable things and give really valuable insights into what actually happens out there in the various creative industries, if that's a term that encompasses everything that you want to do. The cultural policy module runs on Monday morning, and barring those who are already in the class, if anybody's interested in what I would call auditing the course, i.e. sitting in and participating but without necessarily having to be assessed, you're more than welcome to come along and take a taste of that. And then we also run a module in the second semester which is around the nature of work and the organisation of the broad creative industries and the kind of things that academics and also policymakers know about them and what they seek to know about them. And given your existing profiles, but also the, if you like, engagement with the workplace and actually doing that kind of work, I'm always interested in hearing from people about their experience. But again, if you've got a sort of urge to sort of run out and write something substantial or offer a testimony about your experiences, it's always valuable to us as researchers, and there are interesting ways of making that available that aren't just in the dusty journals and books of academia. So feel free to come and consult with me if you like. You know, my office is just along the door here. I am in sometimes and I am online. And as I say, the class runs on a Monday morning. There is also a BA class, which is run by a colleague called Oliver Carter, called Creativity in the Media, which is largely addressed to our undergraduates in their final year, mainly for the benefit of new media and photography students, but does again deal with the broad domain of creative industries policy and research and understanding. And again, if you're interested in sitting in on that module, or even finding out about ways to contribute, if you're always interested in exploring the nature of teaching at this level, do come and see us, and we'll find a way to aid you in participating there. Again, even if it's about coming in and giving an account of the things you do, or the kinds of experience you have. Okay, so feel free to come and ask about that. Again, my email will be in the student handbook. I've got a profile on the department website and what have you. Okay, so in due course, hopefully, we'll have a conversation.
Just one thing before we all go, we were getting some inquiries yesterday about timetables. I know Dave said you should download everything from Moodle. You don't want to kill trees, but unfortunately I've destroyed a small sapling and we've produced some timetables for you. So if you'd like to collect one of these on your way out, that'd be great. There'll be more information coming at your individual discipline meeting later. So do help yourself.
Okay, I mean, I tell you what, I'll give them to people as they come out, visualize up with them. You'll just end up with a big brush. You need something to stay. But as you come out of the room, I'll give it to you, okay?
Thank you for it.